The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you.
On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So it's Pentecost Sunday, so happy birthday! Nope. Pentecost is seen as the beginning of the church. It is the birth of the church. So, our birthday. So the burning question is, what'd you get me for my birthday? No. But do you remember this one? Here is the church. Here is the steeple. Open up the doors. There are all the people. Probably a more proper way of putting that is, here is the place where we worship. Here's the steeple. Open up the doors and there is the church. Because when we say church, primarily we don't mean a building. First and foremost, we mean the people of God. And the Holy Spirit of God dwells with God's people. It is the Holy Spirit that makes us church. It is the Holy Spirit that prompts us to do good and to be good. It is the Holy Spirit that urges us to pray. It is the Holy Spirit that changes hearts that are hard as stone and cold as ice to hearts that are warm and alive. It is the Holy Spirit that changes those who are living in fear to be afraid no more. It is the Holy Spirit that assures us that no matter what we face, we're never alone. Our advocate is always present to us, always with us, always for us. And it is the Holy Spirit in which we can forgive and be forgiven. My friends, the Holy Spirit abides in us, God's people, the church.